Good morning. My name is John Waits, and I'm the honorary curate here at St. Margaret's in Chipstead. This is the Book of Common Prayer, Holy Communion, as set for the period of Lent. And during Lent, two slight changes. We omit the Gloria at the end, and we have the full Ten Commandments at the beginning. Now, just obviously, we're not all able to be in church for this service for a variety of reasons. So let me use the spiritual prayer of communion, taken from Great St. Mary's Church in Cambridge. It's a beautiful way to remember Jesus and that he is with us at this Eucharist, like he is at any other Eucharist. It's inspired by a prayer of St. Richard of Winchester. Thanks be to you, Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits you've given me, for all the pains and insults you have borne for me. I ask you to come spiritually into my heart. O most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother, may I know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly, day by day. Amen. Now, if it's your habit, you might like to pause here for a moment and just get the bread and the wine ready for later on in the service. We say together the prayer of preparation. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear these commandments which God has given to his people, and examine your hearts. God spake these words and said, thou shalt have none other gods but me. You respond, Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this law. Thou shalt not make to thyself any graven image, nor the likeness of anything that is heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down to them, nor worship them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, and visit the sins of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and show mercy unto thousands in them that love me and keep my commandments. Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this law. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold them guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this law. Remember that thou keep the Sabbath day holy. 6 days shalt thou labour and do all that thou hast to do, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no manner of work, thou and thy son and thy daughter, thy manservant and thy maidservant, thy cattle and the stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the seventh day and hallowed it. Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this law. Honour thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord giveth thee. Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this law. Thou shalt do no murder. Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this law. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this law. Thou shalt not steal. Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this law. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his servant, nor his maid, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is his. Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee. The Collect for the Sovereign. Almighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant, Charles, our King and Governor, that he, knowing whose minister he is, may above all things seek thy honour and glory, and that we, and all his subjects, duly considering whose authority he hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey him in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, ever one God, world without end. Amen. We now have the collect, and after that there will be the readings, followed by the creed. The collect for the fourth Sunday of Lent. Merciful Lord, absolve your people from their offences, that through your bountiful goodness we may all be delivered from the chains of those sins which by our frailty we have committed. Grant this, Heavenly Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our blessed Lord and Saviour, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever.
The first reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 49, verses 1, 15 and 16. Listen to me, all you in distant lands. Pay attention for you who are far away. The Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb he called me by name. Never can a mother forget her nursing child. Can she feel no love for the child she has born? But even if that were possible, I would not forget you. See, I have written your name on the palms of my hands. Always in my mind is a picture of Jerusalem's walls in ruins. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 3 and 24. Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honour your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honour your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on the earth. May God's grace be eternally upon all who love our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Our third reading is taken from Corinthians, chapter 13, verses 1 to 7 and 13. If I could speak all the languages of the earth and of angels, but did not love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, if I had such faith that I could move mountains but did not love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I had to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it, but if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up. Love never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. This is the word of the Lord. Amen.
We say our creed together. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, Light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who, for us men and for our salvation, came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Now please check our website for notices. There is one happy notice that we will have all through Lent and through Easter afterwards, which is that our wonderful new rector, Hannah Gordon, is going to be instituted on the 30th of May at 7:30 in the evening, and you're all very, very welcome to that great occasion. So now we have the sermon.
Welcome to this Mothering Sunday service. Wherever you're watching, whatever time, it's great to have you with us. And just a quick note before I start, if you have a paper and pen to hand, or if you'd like to go and find one, please do so now, and there'll be opportunities to use those to reflect during the talk. So from our readings, we have heard a little bit about the greatness of a mother's love, and how much greater the love of God is for each one of us. We're called to share this selfless love with one another, but how can we do that? Well, if it was easy, it wouldn't be so remarkable. From our Isaiah reading, we get this incredible picture. Can a mother forget her nursing child? Can she feel no love for the child she has born? But even if that were possible, I would not forget you. And this amazing image, see, I have written your name on the palms of my hands. The love of a mother is used to describe the love of God, being used as the greatest love that is familiar to many of us, whatever our experience of motherhood may be. Still, God's love is even greater than this, greater than anything we have experienced elsewhere. And to me, this is a key thing about being made in the image of God. Not that we are in the physical likeness of God, I'm not sure God has one, but that we are able, as human beings, to reflect the love of God, to give out a smaller version of this amazing, incredible love to one another, and to return that to God in worship. Then in our Ephesians reading, we hear that scary first verse that used to be difficult for me, let's say, as a child. I'm sure it was for some others of you as well. Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. But it's true that the wisdom of our parents and guardians and all those who care for us is much greater than us as children. And so how much greater is that true for God? Often those who care for us do know best, and they have our best interests at heart. Because they love us, they are the ones that show it through their sacrifices and their care. If our parents and guardians here on earth care for us that much and in this way, how much more should we respect and obey God, who knows even more, who loves us even more, and unlike our earthly parents, actually does know what will happen in the future? We should respect those who care for us, who help raise us and form us into who we are, and who make sacrifices for us. Just think about why those people care for us, those who mother us maybe, why they do what they do. It comes from a love that puts others before itself. So I want you to maybe take a moment to reflect or discuss with someone else who may be with you. What is one really important thing that your parents have done for you? And if you'd like, you can pause for a moment to reflect on what that might be. I wonder why that thing is significant to you. What sacrifices may have been made, or how they showed their love for you with that important thing. So take your piece of paper, your pen, and again, please pause in a moment once I've given you a couple of questions to reflect and write about. So I want you to think about two things. First, what is your prayer for your family? And second, how could you pray together? What is your prayer for your family and how could you pray together? And your family can be whoever you interpret that to be. Perhaps you could say grace together or pray before bed or on walks. Have a think about what is your prayer for your family and how you could pray together. There is a brilliant series by Pete Gregg called How to Pray. It's a book, and the series is one thing I've really enjoyed with my life group here at St. Margaret's. And I think it's the penultimate episode, something like 6 or 7. But there's a brilliant story that Pete tells about discerning as a family with his children. And it's a really inspirational clip where he talks about them moving house and consulting their, I think, two young boys who are either side of 10 on that decision. What is God saying to them? How amazing would it be if we bring our prayer, our discernment, all those big aspects of life with our family? How amazing would it be if we brought our faith, our closeness to God, to others? Then in our Corinthians reading, now we have a reading from 1 Corinthians 13. I'm getting married in a few months and I am aware more than most that 1 Corinthians 13 is a very popular choice of reading for weddings. But actually, Paul is writing to the churches of Corinth, modern-day Greece, and teaching them about how to love one another as part of a community that believes in Jesus. So we get this clear picture of how to care for one another, following God's example of amazing love. It describes specifically God's love for Jesus and God's people, God's love for each one of us. And so how should we should behave and reflect that towards one another? Now, we're meant to be active in this, follow example, to show our love for one another, not just talk about what we are meant to do, but be generous, forgive each other, host each other for meals, share in our faith for together, ask each other if we are okay, journey with each other in life and faith. This love puts others before yourself. And as we've heard in our Isaiah reading, it is often seen in the love of a mother. Now, the reason that this is often used as a reading for weddings is that it's a beautiful description of unconditional love. And so just as couples include it in the ceremony where they begin as a family together, create a new family, it is also about living as a community that knows and loves Jesus. It is a challenge to follow his example in our church family too. I wonder when you have felt truly loved as part of a community that knows and loves Jesus. So again, if you could take a little bit of time to reflect and to maybe discuss with others who are with you, what helps me feel like a part of the family of St. Margaret's Church? And if you're new here, welcome, and maybe think about whether you've been welcomed into other communities, other faith communities before. So what helps me feel like a part of the church family here at St. Margaret's? Pause if you need to take a bit of time. There will be a chance or a direction to feed those back later, because we'd love to hear some of those things. But now we'd like to take you a piece of paper as well, and maybe on the other side or the other half of that bit of paper, we'd love you to write and reflect. What is your prayer for our church family? How can we pray together? This could be outings, it could be a sport that we do together, hopefully not too competitive, although it is quite fun. We could have meals together. 24/7 prayer. We could pray for a day, a week, in shifts, solidly. Bring prayer into our church. Or we could bring prayer out of the church a walk in the community. I encourage you to be bold, but now take a moment to think about what is your prayer for our church family? How can we pray together? Again, pause if you'd like a bit of extra time. These are wonderful conversations to get started. But Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 13 says, three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. So I'd love you to take what you've written, what you've discussed, and reflect on them in the week ahead. We would love it if you attempted something with your family, maybe as simple as saying grace together before dinner times. And we would also love to hear some of these ideas that you would like to do with church. If you'd like to share them, come and find one of the church team when next you see us, or indeed email me. And my email is the youth email. It's youth@smchipstead.org. So I'll end this with a challenge that I feel that we are given from these readings. We are called to share in this selfless love with one another, but how can we do that? Let us pray. God, encourage us to be bold in our love for one another and in our love for you. May we be grateful for all those who care for us and have mothered us, and may we show their love to those around us, especially when it is hard to do so. Might we lift each other up in our families as well as in our church family, and continue to be faithful and hopeful, confident in your great love for each of us. Amen.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Lay not up yourselves treasure upon the earth, where the rust and moth does corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither rust nor moth doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. All things come of thee, and of thine own do we give thee. Whoso hath this world's goods, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? The intercessions. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's Church, militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men, we humbly beseech thee and most mercifully beg thee to accept these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal Church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word, and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes, and governors, and especially thy servant Charles, our king, that under him we may be godly and quietly governed, and grant unto his whole council, and to all that are put in authority under him, that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people, give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. Let me just take a moment to bring before God those people who we would especially commend to him this day. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy communion to thy comfort, and make a humble confession to Almighty God, meekly kneeling upon your knees. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed by thought, word, and deed against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. The burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts, we lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is meet and right so to do. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty, everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We say together the prayer of humble access. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself, once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and it institutes, and in his holy gospel, command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who, in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread. And when he gave him thanks, he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this, as often as you shall drink it, in remembrance of me." Amen. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on them in thy heart by faith with thanksgiving.
Amen. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. As our Saviour Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us who have duly received these holy mysteries with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom, with thee and the Holy Ghost, be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. So we come to the blessing. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be amongst you, your family, your friends, all those whom you love, be with you today and remain with you always. Amen.